I got to tell you guys, you saw a little bit probably of the video that Clay's going to cut together. He's a magician when it comes to that, of us hiking up and...
Avada Kedavra.
There you go. Is that how you say it? It's not abracadabra?
No, that's... I'm killing you in Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
The killing curse.
Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. Talk about scary places. Welcome to Talk About Hiking.
Yeah, this is what hiking is this. So far, we haven't found anything scary about these here Superstition Mountains.
Except for my heart rate is pretty scary.
Well, yeah, be careful.
I was only at 104 right now.
I can't carry you all the way down.
Yeah, you can. I've seen you carry...
Elephants? Carried elephants.
He's carried the weight of an entire production.
And elephants.
And elephants as well.
But...
And if I'm this... Oh, sorry.
Hey, watch the butt. Watch the butt.
Oh, I gotta just get comfortable. Okay. So...
But it's pretty cool that we are here live checking this out. We had a lot of viewers interested in maybe us coming up here and checking out the area, seeing if we could find some gold or some bones.
Are you who's covered in gold? Yeah, make sure no one's getting a nut shot here. Make sure I tuck my pants back a little bit. Nobody wants old man nuts.
I couldn't care less at this point.
Yeah. Horsefly.
I like flies.
You know, if bugs were gold.
If bugs were gold, we would be rich right now.
So, but... I heard tell of mysterious petroglyphs and all sorts of stuff. I haven't seen one petroglyph yet.
No, you know, I came here on a field trip when I was younger, probably like second or third grade, and we did see some petroglyphs, but I want to say we had to go to like the backside of the mountain because the whole thing is like this expansive mountain range. We're really just kind of in the front right now because the Lost Dutchman State Park is where the gold, the mine, is allegedly hidden. I say allegedly because there ain't crap.
No, no one's ever found it.
I mean, take that back. There is crap. There's horse crap. There's coyote scat.
Scat. Mountain lion scat. So it's a mountain lion scat.
Mountain lion scat.
Skiggity scat, scat, scat. Lots of snake holes.
But right here I'm reading that these mountains have earned the reputation.
Oh, is that right where we're sitting in that picture?
Pretty close. Pretty close. These mountains have earned the reputation of being the most haunted mountain range in America. Or at least one of the most haunted.
Well, sun's going ranges. Down, big guy, so we'll see if it's haunted. Because evidently ghosts...
They don't like the daylight. Go figure.
I would like the daylight just fine if I was a ghost. It seems like a cop-out, but we're going to give it a shot, right? We're going to do some EVPs?
We're going to separate a little bit later and do some EVPs, see if we can find anything. Maybe if we're by ourselves, something will happen. Someone will approach us like a ghost, not a hiker. Haven't seen any hikers this high. Like we mentioned earlier, down towards the bottom of the mountain, there was lots of hikers. Busy day.
We're really high up right now.
It doesn't look it because there's still so much more we could, like, it's, wow. It's up there, but, we are pretty high.
They're seriously. We're so.
Man, whoa, where are we?
It's so desolate out here, though. There's two hikers at the bottom, and they're sitting on a rock, and I can barely see them, like, ants down there. And I can still hear their voices carry up here. But they're so far down.
Yeah, so we gotta be quiet. Shh.
It's insane. So,
real quick, let's just cover some of the history.
Let's do it.
You wanna talk about the Jacobs?
Yep. So, originally, this whole mountain was said to be covered in gold. Now, at the base of this mountain, there's a bunch of still like little mining operations and stuff where you can pan for gold. People find gold down there a lot. And these mountains, all of them are rich with gold, silver, copper, this is a national park. They don't mine these mountains anymore. But dating all the way back to, I think it was like 18-something.
1860-ish.
There was a group of family called the Peraltas that came here in search of gold, and they just stumbled upon it. A whole mine of untold riches, and they were mining the Peralta mine, which eventually led to the Peralta Massacre, where they were all brutally murdered by presumably what the tales say is Apache warriors. We are in the town of Apache Junction right now. At the base of the hill, and it's called Apache Junction because this was Apache land at one time. Before the Peraltas got here and were massacred, there was a doctor by the name of Dr. Thorne who treated an Apache chieftain. And that Apache chieftain brought him up to these mountains this way. That's why it's the trail's named what it's named.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, all this gold you see, it was like El Dorado for him, right? And he said, all the gold you see, piles of gold, piles of ore. He said, fill up all your pockets with all you can carry. And that doctor then filled his pockets up, went down to town, and even though he was supposed to tell no one, he told everyone. So,
of course.
Therein lies the curse of these mountains, what the curse was supposed to be from. And after the Peralta mine and the Peralta massacre, there was a couple cats came out here, Jacob Waltz and his friend Jacob Weiser. They were
the two Jacobs, two
Dutchmen who were Germans.
Yeah,
and they come up here and they said that they were going up to find the gold, and only one came down. That was Jacob Waltz. He said that everybody else in his party, including Jacob Weiser, were horribly butchered. Had no idea how it happened, and he was pretty badly beaten too, and butchered up. And he subsequently
maybe he killed his partner.
Yeah, maybe he did. Maybe he did. He eventually lost his mind in his old age. Tales of stuff has happened here ever since. Hikers, countless hikers, have come up these mountains.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. And several of them never made it down alive. No one ever found gold.
No one. No one.
People have...
No one.
And as far as the supernatural stuff goes, because, again, we actually have a whole episode on this. I don't want to touch on everything because we are not here for that this time. But the supernatural events that have happened on these trails have been well documented. There's campsites below. People have talked about seeing skinwalkers. Anybody know what a skinwalker is? I'll tell you. So Native American folklore state that medicine men, after going through a bunch of different trials, can become this this creature, this mythological creature that can change forms. And I have a Navajo friend of mine that has actually said he's seen one before, and it looked like a large dog with a human face.
Terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying. They said that they've been seen up here. There are shadow people that people have seen.
A lot of times people will see like the glowing red eyes, yep, too, with skinwalkers.
And terrible, terrible, terrible shrieks and noises coming out of these mountains from the people below that have heard them. I personally believe they're mountain lions, much more terrifying than ghosts and goblins. But
let's be real. This place is a burial ground. A lot of hikers have died. A lot of people have been killed. Sounds like there was battles. We just talked about, you know, people getting killed in fights and stuff like that. But people have also just lost their lives wandering this huge desert area. And bodies have been found sometimes weeks, months later, like we've talked about in our past episode. But I don't want that. Get that hose away.
That's what she said. Boom, 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 boom.
So it wouldn't surprise me, though, that people consider this place haunted.
Yeah, in curses, people, if it's a curse, and even if we don't perceive it to be real, there's a bit of self-fulfilling prophecy that goes into those things. And I think that, you know, if you give that curse power over you, then it can do things to you, because your mind can do crazy stuff, you know? It can make you sick. It can make you paranoid. Jacob Waltz, the Lost Dutchman, his last years lost his mind completely. There was a whole U.S. Army troop that came up here, and most of them kept screaming when they came back down, frantic, screaming about albinos and all sorts of weird stuff they saw up here. And those were battle-hardened soldiers. And of course, this was a long time ago, early 1900s. But, you know, these things have been documented. The hikers, as early as 2000, recently as 2000, all the way up to 2010, have come out here, and one guy... he's in our special that you can watch on the Superstition Mountains. They found him later on, 6 months later, stuffed in a crevice. Who stuffed this man in a crevice? They didn't say that he was found with fang marks or teeth marks from animals. He was just shoved in a crevice.
Something put him there.
Yep. Adolf Ruth came up here looking for the gold in the 1930 or something. You might have to correct me later on in the...
I plan to.
Yes. But he came up here with a group, and they found his skull later on with holes in the back of it, but just a skull. They didn't find his body.
Yeah.
A young lady from Arizona State University went missing at Arizona State University, vanished without a trace. Nothing on camera footage, on the street cams. She was one place, and then she wasn't. and they found her body at the foot of these mountains. So not only that, but these mountains have become a dumping ground for criminal types as well. And if you believe in those kind of things taking hold of an area, then this place is definitely scorched earth. You know,
it's got a very rich history. I think it's really interesting. I just think it's so big. There's not like one area necessarily where something has happened, or one spot like a hotel room or a bridge or something like that. It's just, this is miles and miles of Arizona desert. And one of the creepiest things that I heard while reading about this place is that sometimes hikers on the trail will hear shrieks, screaming noises that kind of like Adam said, with like the scorched land, maybe curse. Yeah. Is it might be warriors, it might be, you know, Apache, or it might be hikers that have lost their lives. Because yeah, we're talking hundreds, if not thousands of people over the past several hundred years that have lost their lives here. So, but until I see something or hear something, I don't know. I like the idea. I like the area. You know, I want to touch on, we stopped at Goldfield Ghost Town, and
that was fun.
It's a fun place. I think that a lot of people in this area take the Lost Dutchman's gold seriously, and that's really cool. It's like a, I want to say like tradition, or just a...
It's definitely a tourist trap.
It's a tourist trap. Yeah. But, which is different than tradition. But
it's kind of not. It's kind of the same thing though, right?
But it's just, the area is fun. You know, it's definitely something you should check out if you're in the area or on vacation in Arizona. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful area.
I can definitely see how people get lost and lose their lives here. I got to tell you guys, you saw a little bit probably of the video that Clay's going to cut together. He's a magician when it comes to that, of us hiking up and...
Avada Kedavra.
There you go. Is that how you say it? It's not abracadabra?
That's no, that's... I'm killing you in Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
The killing curse.
But you'll see, like, these trails got smaller and smaller until there's no more footprints on them. Really hard to get up. Mostly we're just climbing up rocks the last, like, 10 or 15 minutes, just scaling rocks. And, if I would be afraid to come up here by myself, especially like Adolf Ruth did, in the middle of the summertime. I mean, it's dry out here and arid as it is. That's why we live in the desert. And I've almost gone through an entire 2 liters of water.
November 1st is definitely different than August 1st. I would not want to be shooting this documentary in the summer.
You sure did try, though. You wanted to really bad.
I did. I did want to. I will say, too, that I'm not looking forward to walking down in the dark. Adam's got a flashlight. My phone is fully charged. We'll be safe unless we die. But which then, could happen.
It actually, you know, the thing is at sunset and after sunset, it absolutely 100% could happen. There's a bunch of caves up there. I know there's mountain lions, there's coyotes. That's when the tarantulas are going to come out of their little holes under these rocks that we're sitting on.
Yeah. The tarantulas.
And it's going to be, that's when all the bark scorpions come out. It's not going to be fun.
I like scorpions and I cannot lie.
You hate scorpions.
Give me a sting in the eye.
He hates scorpions.
I do. I hate scorpions with a passion.
There's a lot of things out here that are inhospitable besides just ghosts and goblins. But you know what? I'm keeping an open mind like I always don't.
There's a lot of bugs. I will say that.
Yep.
And, again, there's a lot of bugs.
Right when the sun goes down, which should be really soon now, as you see, since we've been talking to you guys, the sun is setting rapidly. And we are almost about as high as we can go. So we're probably going to...
We probably walked or hiked 3 or 4 miles.
At least.
Would be my guess.
At least.
Yeah.
At least. I can't see where we parked. Like,
well, no, we're not even down there. We walked like around. It's over there.
It's insane how far we are up. I've never been this high up on a trail. And of course, we're not really on trails anymore. Like, they're well maintained.
Yeah, no, we had to kind of get off the trail a little bit, because if you want to go all the way up, it's rough.
Yeah, it's definitely more for more advanced hikers than what I am. But
I do want to wrap this up. This is going to be a shorter episode. We've already covered the Superstition Mountains.
Go see us.
In its entirety. Go check out that episode.
Is it on Tubi?
It will be on Tubi soon.
Tubi TV, if you want to see it on your television sets.
It's on YouTube right now, and you can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts.
For all you young whippersnappers, you can pull out your little devices, your little electronic devices out of your pocket, those supercomputers.
Help me find it!
And you can just...
Help me! Which application do I open?
I would use... I like Apple podcasts.
Yeah.
But if you have an Android, which is 72% of all cell phones, then Spotify for you.
It's on Amazon, too.
You can get it on Apple Podcasts if you have a... If you have a thing?
Yeah. If you have a thing.
If you have a thing. I mean, I don't know why you would have anything besides an Apple, but whatever. Okay. Let's wrap it up.
But thank you guys for watching / listening. We hope you enjoyed our recap of the Superstition Mountains. Definitely come check it out if you're in the area. And I do want to shout out one more time, Goldfield Ghost Town. It's fun. If you've got kids, check it out.
No professional photography and no videography there. Be careful. All right.
Wink, wink. Nudge.
We're not professional. It's fine.
Is that a skinwalker?
It's definitely not a skinwalker.
They don't know that. They can't see what I'm pointing to.
Yeah, but this is truth and what are we doing here? Dude, I don't see how we're going to be able to...